This is Susan Young. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board. Apologies for starting our open session an hour or so later. This is the meeting of October 2, 2025, and we are in open session starting at 9:40, is it? Eastern Time.
Yes.
Would Madam Secretary, will you be kind, please, to take the roll once again?
I will. Todger Brown.
Present.
Thank you, Kaja. Donna Carter.
Not
present.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't speak
Well, Donna's
for me.
here. She's back in there.
Oh,
Isn't
got
a
it. Okay.
decision yet. She's back in the meeting.
Sorry. Okay. Thank you, Donna. Fred Dodsworth.
Here.
Thank you, Fred. Jerome Edge.
Present.
Thank you, Jerome. Sally Gellert.
Here.
Thank you, Sally. Jan Goodman. I'll keep going. Julie Hewitt, I am here. Avelia Jones.
I'm here.
Thank you, Avelia. Zach Caldvier.
Jan Goodman here.
Got you, Jan. Thank you.
Somebody had muted me, not me.
Oh.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Zach Caldvier. All right. We don't have Zach right now. Philip Muldery.
Here.
Thank you, Philip. Mary Ann Martinez.
Present.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes, I believe.
Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Thank you, Ron. Myla Reason.
Here.
Thank you, Myla. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Thank you, Serene. James Sagerton.
Here.
Thank you, James. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Thank you, Harvey. Dennis Williams.
I'm here.
Thank you, Dennis. Michael Woodson. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you, Susan. Let me just check. Do we have Zach?
No.
John. Michael. All right. Other people. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Aki Tanaka.
I'm here.
Thank you, Aki. Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Okay. Let me read the report out from September 4th and September 18th. September 4th, the PMB met in closed session to discuss a confidential contractual matter and a confidential legal matter. September 18th, quorum not achieved, no report out. Excused absences, I think we've got a couple missing. Yes, Julie.
Would you like to read the report out from the August 2nd meeting? Because we already had the closed session.
You mean the October 2nd?
October, I don't know what I said. October 2nd, yes.
Would you be kind to read that?
I would. The PNB met in executive session to hear a disciplinary matter and a report from the ED on potential legal steps to be taken regarding actions by members that are injurious to the foundation.
All right. Agenda approval for the open portion of the meeting. 5 minutes. Minutes approval for August 7th and September 4th meetings. 5 minutes. Standing committee reports. 10 minutes. Audit. Minerva Sanders, coordinating Susan Young, finance, Fred Dodsworth, governance, Julie Hewitt, and there's an appendix on that. Affiliates report, 5 minutes, executive director report, Q&A, 20 minutes, unfinished business, see appendix, non-disclosure agreement changes offered by James Sagerton, motion on director's access from Serene Roberts, new business, see Appendix 10, And motion to adjourn at a time no later than 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Is there a motion to approve the open session agenda?
So moved.
Moved by Fred. Is there a second?
Myla seconds.
Myla seconds. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll move forward. The minutes approval for, have folks had the opportunity to see the August 7th and September 4th minutes? Mm-hmm. Are there any amendments to the August 7th minutes? Hearing none, those are approved. September 4th, are there any amendments to the September 4th minutes? Hearing none, those are approved, noting that corrections can be made in the future. Okay, standing committee reports. Sorry, yes, Serene, you wish to be shown as abstaining?
Abstain on both.
Got it. Okay.
Abstain on both. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Serene Roberts shown in the minutes as abstaining on August 7th and September 4th meeting minutes. Standing committee reports.
That's for a different question, though.
Excuse me?
My hand is up for a different question.
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't see it. What is your question?
So the question is to Julie with regard to the report out from the September 18th meeting where you said there's no report because there's no quorum. Because there was no quorum, the bylaws allow for a meeting without quorum to take attendance and to set another meeting date. And the group did both. And I'm wondering why that is not part of the report out.
Did you approve, Serene? Did you report approve a report out?
We did.
So why don't you put it in the chat or put it in an email, and that can be added.
Julie has the language. She was at the meeting. She was one of the few people who showed up.
I think there's a real question about whether a meeting without quorum authorizes a report out, but we won't quibble about that. We'll just add it in.
Well,
okay.
The bylaws say what we do.
I understand. We're not going to be argue about that here, Serene. Audit committee.
Okay. Good evening, Madam Chair and members of the PNB board. The audit committee met on September 24th and October 1st and has scheduled a meeting, our next meeting, to be November the 5th. In the September meeting, the committee heard reports in public session about the resignation of the auditor, the status of the tax filings, and the IRS 501c3 designation in good standing. We're showing the suspension of charitable status by the California Attorney General, which can be remedies when the outstanding audits are completed and filed. Efforts are underway to seek a new auditor. Management shared the job description for a bookkeeper to support for bookkeeping support that would help advance the work needed for the audit. Potential support resources were recommended, such as SCORE, volunteers, retired executives who assist nonprofits. The committee received a draft in this of a committee charter from the executive director to consider to be more clearly identified the roles and expectations for the committee, the audit committee, and the audit process, and the relationship of the auditor when engaged. PMB Secretary Julie Hewitt provided a graph that charts Pacifica's audits since 1994, which are available on the Pacifica.org. The committee identified the need for training and intends to devote the November 3rd, November 5th meeting to briefings about the audit process and the FY21 audit that was completed in 2022. So that is the information, Madam Chair, for the meeting.
Thank you. I have my hand up. I wanted All right. to report on efforts to reach out to audit firms. I have been given a couple of lists. I'm following up with them and checking first on the websites to see if these firms have sufficient capabilities to be able to handle our audits. Stephanie and I are working together on reaching out to potential audit firms. It will be the committee that will interview, will consider proposals from audit firms and interview potential audit firms and make a recommendation to the board. Stephanie, would you please report on contacts you've made?
Yes, I've reached out to, through recommendations from some of our listener members, as well as recommendations from staff members, and then just former places where I have worked, reaching out to past accounting departments. We have reached out to five separate auditing firms and are providing them with the information that they need. Most of them send a checklist where they want to see your past audits, your taxes, those kind of things. So again, once they put in a proposal, then those will be forwarded to the audit committee, as Minerva and Susan said, and then the audit committee will determine who to move forward with.
All right. The coordinating committee had decided.
My hand is up.
Okay, Serena, I thought that was a legacy hand. What's your question?
So I'm looking at kpftx.org. I noticed it earlier today. Was there an emergency meeting of the audit committee on the 30th? Because there's one listed there.
There was not a meeting of the audit committee on the 30th.
No, someone might want to fix the calendar. Also, I heard what you said about a bookkeeping position and getting volunteers, but you know, considering that we're in the fourth quarter when people who have money will be making their determinations about where to send it, isn't it worth it to pay someone who is ready to work to help get the necessary information together? So that we can say confidently to major donors, we're not falling behind in the audits very seriously. We're working on it now. It'll be ready by the end of the year. I mean, where are we using?
So Serene, everybody has been requested to put forward potential resource persons. Please do that.
I'm asking the committee chair a question.
Let me go ahead and respond to you, Serene. The request that was made regarding finding someone that would be willing to assist the foundation with the audit process, I'm told the information had been sent out earlier. Requests had been sent out earlier to ask people if they knew of individuals that could help. And there was no response. And the statement was made, maybe if we give people an idea of what we're looking for a bookkeeper to do or a group or someone who might have just retired from a firm, then it would help. So thanking Markeisha for providing us with that information. And I think based on what's received, there may be someone that is willing to volunteer their time to do this, or maybe out of them volunteering time, then we find someone who would be willing to work part-time or maybe full-time with the foundation to help us going forward. So your statement's a good one, but right now we just need a body, and we're identifying to those people that may have an interest as to what we want them working on or what we're needing them for. Because you can ask for someone and they may have none of the knowledge that we are asking for, or they may know of someone who does, who can help us. So that's what we're doing.
But that's why we have employment agencies.
Excuse me?
Employment agencies. This thing is urgent.
So, Serene, perhaps Stephanie can address the question of reaching out because she and Markeisha already have. Go ahead, Stephanie. Yeah.
And we're still very open to hiring somebody if need be.
What?
So often when we put out a job description for a position, we often get told, look for volunteers as well, which is great. So we're willing to pay someone in a bookkeeping capacity through the national office, but we will also not turn away any volunteer that may step up. They will go through the same interview process, the same background checks, and will need to have the same qualifications. So it's either or.
Did you reach out to an employment agency is what I'm asking.
Madam Chair, we're at 2 minutes and 15 seconds left on this entire item number 13.
We have reached out to professional societies of accounting and bookkeepers. We posted the job a while ago when we were looking for some part-time help, which we did. We got two part-time people that were already working at one of the stations that we were willing to pick up part of their salary. And we will just, and we'll continue to post again. We literally just gave this job description to the, auditing committee last night to review, based upon their suggestion from the week before, but we have been actively looking for people to assist.
So let's move to the finance. So Serene asked and answered. Finance committee, Serene.
It was just submitted to them last night. So if the job description is okay with them and I can remove the draft watermark, we will post it on Pacifica.org and on all the websites.
Please go ahead and post. So moving on to the Finance Committee report. Fred?
Yeah, we did not meet last week because we could not get any information and material from this central. The week before, I was not able to be here. Michael Woodson is back on our list and should be noted that he has returned for this particular section. Perhaps Michael's got something he can say about the prior meeting, which I was not able to attend.
Michael, are you with us? Can you address that?
Oh, sorry about that. Not really. We just had a brief meeting that reviewed a couple of the budgets, and we approved two and put one on hold, and that's kind of what I have. Yeah.
Michael, thank you for sharing that meeting.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Can you say which two were approved?
Yeah, we approved the affiliate budget, and I believe it was WPFW.
Right.
And
KPFT was put on hold.
We are at time for this entire item.
I would request that we authorize another 10 minutes for the Governance Committee, which has a motion to offer that is time sensitive.
Madam Chair, this is a move that we extend for 10 minutes to hear from the Governance Committee.
Thank you. Is there an objection? Okay, go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, folks, the Governance Committee met on September 25th, and the principal thing that we took up there was a report from the chair that the PNB needed to stand up a personnel committee, even though it's late in 2025, but to be able to conduct an annual ED evaluation within 2025. So the Governance Committee passed a motion, which I believe I pasted in the appendix there. What we're doing, hang on one second, I have to switch screens. So there's a motion for the PNB to pass. So the first one, yes, I pasted what the governance committee passed. And so here's a draft motion for standing up a personnel committee. And this motion is modeled significantly on what previous motions to stand up the personnel committee have said. It says, whereas the PNB has a duty to oversee personnel matters within Pacifica, therefore, be it resolved that the PNB establish a personnel committee for 2025 with a mandate to conduct a performance evaluation of the executive director and to report back to the full PNB with recommendations, if any. Further resolved that the personnel committee shall consist of the PNB chair, vice chair, secretary, and NFC chair, one director from each of the five Pacifica stations, and one affiliate representative director from the Pacifica affiliates network. No LSB members shall serve on the personnel committee. So that's the motion.
I second. This is Myla.
It comes from committee, so we don't need to second it. Oh, but go ahead. You can second it. That's fine.
discussion. Serene, you've got your hand up. Is that a legacy or do you want to address this? Dennis.
Yeah, when would this take effect?
It would be the nominations for directors would happen now. Vote would be initiated. People could add others to the nomination. I mean,
when would the personnel committee itself be?
It would
effective?
Convene. I would name a convener and convene when the election results are available.
Okay. Well, and just in terms of that last line, I know you said that the connection has been severed, but in fact, most directors are currently LSB members.
Yeah. No. Understand the PNB will elect members to this committee from among directors.
Right, and all current directors except affiliates are currently LSB members.
Understand, but that doesn't, so go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, so it sounds to me that what Dennis is suggesting, if I'm, I hope I'm not putting words in his mouth, he's suggesting that the motion, to amend the motion to read, no LSB members who are not also directors shall serve on the personnel committee.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for getting my mind straight.
So I second Dennis's amendment.
Is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, the motion is so amended. Is there any objection to adopting this motion?
My hand is up.
Someone Sorry, Serene. Well, I asked you and you didn't speak. So go ahead, Serene.
And someone had muted me. That's why you were unable to hear
Serene,
me.
Serene, what is your statement?
So I have two questions before my amendment. One is the motion, I thought, said that nominations were going to be open till Monday, but you just said to someone that nominations were due now.
So, Julie, would you? No. So go ahead. Julie, would you be kind to address that?
Yeah, I mean, it is fairly customary when we have a committee election like this to take nominations from the floor. And then there is still the possibility that people could be nominated after the meeting because, of course, one of the things that people then complain about is what if somebody wasn't in the meeting, then they can't be nominated, right? And so or if somebody wasn't present, they didn't have the ability to nominate someone. So it's both at the same time. Both can be true.
Okay, Serene, you had another question?
Yeah. When does Stephanie's current contract expire, by the way?
So it was extended for 2 years, and we've done a rolling 2 years. Practice that we have had over the last, I think it's 2 years, is an annual evaluation and consideration of a contract extension. And so that would be a matter under consideration here. It's really the ED evaluation that is essential.
Yes, I understand we're discussing her evaluation. I'm asking when does her contract expire? Stephanie, when does your contract expire?
Well, as she stated, it was extended last year for 2 years, so that's through 2026.
The December 2026?
I believe so. I'd have to look at the exact date.
Okay. Okay, thanks. My amendment would be with regard to the, so there are two separate motions, correct? It seems, Julie, did you read them as separate motions?
I only read one motion so far. We can't have a vote, a motion to elect personnel directors to, I mean, directors to the personnel committee until we pass the motion to stand up the personnel committee. The second motion is moot if the first motion doesn't pass.
Okay. So on the first motion, I would like to add that all surveys of the board and staff shall be anonymous, which means we're not sending them to, you know, person A or person B, but that they should be automated and fully anonymous.
That's it. So the prior policy has been, the prior practice has been that these are anonymous. I do not know. Let me ask Darlene, who helped conduct this for 2 years. Is there a way of having these be anonymous to everyone?
They have been for the last 2 years anonymous to everyone but me. They've not been shared nor stored anywhere where anyone can get to them but me, as the person who led that that evaluation for the last 2 years. They're totally anonymous and unavailable.
Thank you. My amendment stands. I would like the. It's not anonymous if you're sending them to another human being.
So, is there a second to Serene's motion?
Second.
Is there objection to Serene's motion?
I object.
Okay. So, Serene, you've already motivated. We'll go ahead and vote this and note that our time is very short. Julie, will you be kind to take the roll?
I did not motivate the motion.
Yes,
all right, Serene, we're running out of time. We will not be able to adopt this at all if we do not go forward with the vote. So, Julie.
But I'm still entitled to motivate it.
So then, how close are we coming to?
We are at 59 seconds.
I will not extend. I will demand a vote of the body to extend. I'm tired of this.
Serene.
You and your demands do not have the floor.
Serene, I'm finding your actions to be dilatory and unhelpful because you are impeding our ability to work through the agenda.
So I will not be able to motivate my motion. Is that what you're saying?
She already did.
Yes, that's correct. Myla, you got your hand up.
Can you just restate the motion that we're voting on?
So the motion is to amend the motion to stand up the personnel committee to have a totally anonymous survey instruments to staff and the PNB.
Call the roll.
So, yes is to support Serene's motion amendment. No is to oppose it.
All right. Kadja Brown?
I abstain.
Kadja abstains. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna says yes. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred votes no. Jerome Edge?
No.
Jerome votes no. Sally Gellert?
Yes.
Sally's a yes. Jan Goodman?
Dan, you're muted. I muted you earlier because noise was coming from your device.
Keep going. Jan's a no. Got it. Julie Hewitt, I'll pass for the moment. Avalia Jones?
No.
Avalia's a no. Zach Caldvier?
Zach's gone.
Okay. Philip Muldery?
Gone.
Marianne Martinez?
No.
Marianne's a no. Sean Kelly McPherson? Is he gone? Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
Ron abstains. I'm sorry. Did I catch some, did somebody that I already called just speak up again?
I don't think so.
Okay. Myla Reason?
I vote against the amendment.
Myla's a no. Serene Roberts?
No one will be honest if they can be identified.
I cannot stand this constant.
All right, Fred. I agree. Serene, do not make comments. You vote yes or no.
Absolutely yes.
Okay. James, a yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
James, a yes. Minerva Sanders?
No.
Minerva's a no. Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Harvey's a no. Dennis Williams?
Yes.
Dennis is a yes. Michael Woodson?
No.
Dennis is a no. Let me go back up. I passed. I'll abstain. I think that's everybody who's here. Madam Chair, the yeses are 5, the noes are 9, and there were 3 abstentions.
That motion fails. Is there any objection to adopting the motion to stand up the personnel committee?
I have a question. I'm sorry.
What's your question? And Serene, if you continue to impede our ability to proceed through this agenda,
I have a question. I will, you know,
what is your question, Serene?
Question would take less time.
What is your question? What is your question?
The LSB. I'm speaking. The LSBs, according to the real bylaws, have always had a role.
And so, Serene, I am finding you out of order. That matter was dealt with in the governance committee. And furthermore, the 2025 bylaws are explicit that the LSBs do not have a role regarding personnel. I'm finding what you're saying to be not well taken. And if you continue, I will ask that you be put in the waiting room. Myla?
Madam Chair, I think that you should call the member out of order for saying that she was going to ask a question and then making a statement.
Yes, Serene is.
Madam Chair, your
call is well taken. I know that Fred is not going to accept an extension. I would like for us to be able to adopt the second motion that pertains to the personnel committee. Motion to elect directors.
So moved.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'll read the motion. Whereas the PMB established a personnel committee for 2025 and took nominations from the floor, we'll still have to do that to make that accurate. Sorry. Be it resolved that these elections of directors for the personnel committee shall be via OPA vote, electronic voting, conducted by Akio Tanaka, recording secretary. Further resolved that all nominations are due by email to the recording secretary by 11:59 p.m. Pacific time on Monday, October 6, 2025, that ballots will be sent to directors by Wednesday, October 8, 2025, and that voting will end by 11:59 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. Only currently serving directors are authorized to vote.
So let me suggest there no second is needed because this came out of committee, but let me offer that because we're at the end of this meeting, that we not take
nominations from the floor because we have the opportunity for nominations to be made until nominations are due by to the secretary 11:59 p.m. Pacific time on October 6th.
Madam Chair, may I correct? That time I gave was for this section. There's still 10 minutes to go to finish the agenda.
Thank you very much. So is there any objection? So Julie, hand up.
Madam Chair, I wanted to make an amendment to the motion to add simply that once the recording secretary announces the results of the voting, that the personnel committee can begin to meet, given that it's already October 2nd, and it will be the middle of October by the time this personnel committee is put together. And if they want to try and get work done before the end of the calendar year to, you know, accomplish the goal of pulling off a performance evaluation within 2025, that we need them to get working as quickly as possible.
Okay, so let me clarify where we are. There are two amendments that have that are under consideration. Mine, that I move to, well, we do have the time. We do have the time to do nominations because we have 10 more minutes in the meeting. So I will not put forward a motion to amend. Julie, your motion to amend is to add that the personnel committee can convene as soon as results have been made by, provided by the recording secretary. Is that correct?
That's right.
Is there a second for that amendment?
So moved.
Seconded by a friend. Moved by Julie. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the motion is so amended.
Did you say on 7 days notice? What kind of notice did you say, Julie?
Well, I said the personnel committee can convene as soon as results are announced by the recording secretary. We
on,
still have
on 7 days notice.
I didn't say that, so that's not technically part of the motion, but of course I didn't say, and the committee should violate the bylaws, did I? No, I didn't say that either.
Wow, so, really yeah, Serene, I'm finding your statements to be dilatory. Everybody will follow all of the other requirements. You do not need to include it in this motion. And so I'm finding your actions to be dilatory. Is there any objection to adopting the motion as amended by Julie? Hearing none, we go forward with that. Myla.
I'd like our nominations open now.
Yes, nominations are open now.
So I would like to nominate Jan Goodman to serve as the director from KPFK on the personnel committee. On the committee to evaluate the executive director.
Jan, do you accept the nomination?
Hold on a second. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, but I would also like to nominate Avelia Jones to serve on the personnel committee.
So there will be the OPA vote. There are two people nominated for KPFK. One will be elected. Are there nominations for KPFA? I think we're going to have to enlist people. Are there nominations for KPFT?
I'll nominate myself.
Great. Marian Martinez is nominated. Are there nominations for WBAI? The nominations will come forward after this evening. Are there nominations for WPFW?
Yes.
Dennis, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I nominate Ron Pinchbeck.
And actually,
I couldn't hear what you said.
I was going to nominate Dennis.
So you have dueling nominations. Let's nominate you both. Do you
I would withdraw my nomination and support Dennis's.
Okay, so
I will withdraw mine and support yours.
Okay. Dueling nominations and withdrawals. We can duke it out in the voting process.
Yes.
All right. The nominations are closed. From the floor are closed. Understanding that the nomination period continues until.
I'm sorry. Question.
Excuse me.
I have a question.
What's your question?
So, did we not say affiliates were going to be part of this, or did we? I don't have the language in front of me.
Did I not say what?
I'm asking Julie whether or not the motion said that affiliates were also going to be on here.
Ah.
Because we went through the stations, but I didn't hear affiliates. So are they not part of this?
Good question. And I believe that the affiliates were previously and should be now. And
what
so,
does the motion say?
The motion said that one affiliate was supposed to be, affiliate representative was supposed to be on the personnel committee.
So why did we,
I believe.
We went through the stations, why not go through the affiliates? Aren't they on the
You're call? Absolutely right, Serene. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Kaja, Jerome, have you, do you wish to nominate each other?
Or am volunteer?
Am I allowed to nominate them?
Yes.
I would nominate both Kaja and Jerome.
I think either would be very excellent. All right. So the nominations are now from the floor are now closed. The end of nominations to the recording secretary is, Julie, remind me, October 6th, 11:59 p.m.
That is correct. That is Monday evening, this coming Monday.
Excellent. All right. So how much more time do we have in the agenda, Madam Timekeeper?
Hold on. We are at 28 after the hour. We have two more minutes.
So is there an affiliates report? Let me just mention something really, really exciting, and maybe Stephanie can address this for what Ursula has brought. You're all working on a No Kings collaborative broadcast and working with reaching out to the ACLU to provide protection to reporters who will be covering these. Stephanie, do you have anything to add?
Yes, that's just part of an ongoing project that started with Ursula and Bob Hennelly called the Community Report Project. And it's also being run by Lisa Loving, who is being paid for by the National Office. And we received a grant for training for news departments and reporters that is also managed by Lisa. And it's resulting in a great pipeline of reporters. And we have, multiple stations, all of our stations have a representative on this project that are working on brainstorming and planning these national events, and over 40 affiliate stations. And as we said, our next major coverage is the October 18th No Kings protest. And we are working to create safety features and guidelines and contacts for to make sure that our reporters are protected in case they are exposed to any violence or arrest. So it's a great, great teamwork project all across the network.
That is a great way for us to conclude the meeting. We are at a time to adjourn.
Is Susan?
I'm certain.
Is Susan?
Yes.
Could you remind people to finish the OPA vote, please?
How many people have voted?
13 out of 20.
13 out of 20. So an additional 7 need to vote. Is that correct? I mean, we've already met quorum, but I think we want to provide opportunity for everybody to vote, particularly in light of the fact that we are still in this meeting. So if you have not...
11:59, so... 11:59 okay. Eastern time.
Yeah. All right, so we've got one more. Sorry, Myla, hand up.
Just how much more time? When are the ballots due? By what time?
Another hour and a half, basically.
Another hour and a half, and okay. And I did. Madam Chair, may I just remind people how to find their ballots? Susan, is that okay?
Oh, please. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
So the subject line is motion to, oh, I'm sorry. This is an executive session kind of a matter. So mm-hmm. I don't know that I should actually read this, but let me just say that, you can look for a ballot from noreply@opavote.com that arrived in your inbox at approximately 9:29 Eastern time.
If anyone needs help voting, who should they contact? Aki, are you available to help people with voting?
That's right. It's on the ballot. Yeah, they can just email me.
So if you have trouble voting, finding your ballot or voting, contact Aki. We should all have his email address. If there's any problem finding his email address, let me know or Julie. And it's Aki.
Don't read it out loud. No, don't read it
Never
out
mind.
Loud.
Sorry.
I pasted it in the chat for directors to be able to access.
Apologies. Thank you for catching me. Oops. So I believe that we are adjourned and the time is 10:33 Eastern time. Thank you all. Hard working.
Okay. Good night, all.
Good night. Minerva, thank you for all that you do.
Hey, and you too. And to everyone else on the board, we're working hard. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night, all.